This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
The state stores be used if and when marijuana would be legalized. And so to have that history in terms of that idea and then to be here tonight where that has happened, I just felt I had to come.
The largest hurdle standing before those trying to implement the new law will likely not be the result of local issues, however. It is the fact that cannabis remains a Schedule 1 narcotic according to the federal government, a classification reserved for dangerous drugs with no medicinal benefit and a high potential for abuse. And that does not seem likely to change anytime soon. Attorney Anthony Gibbs advises clients in the medical marijuana industry.
I mean, Obama has shown that he has no spine in this matter whatsoever, the infamous Holder memorandum, right, that said they will not prosecute people who are in unambiguous compliance with state law. No one in the nation is in unambiguous compliance with state law because there's no such thing.
The judicial branch does not seem any more likely to shed light on this discrepancy between state and federal law. Last month, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit rejected a petition to require the Drug Enforcement Administration to reschedule cannabis to place it in the same category as prescription medicines. Many state officials drawing up regulations for over-the-counter marijuana sales are nonetheless optimistic. Sharon Foster is the chair of the Washington State Liquor Control Board.
I think at this point we have assurances from our governor that we should move forward on implementing rules, and that comes from a conversation that our Attorney General Ferguson and Governor Inslee have had back east with the U.S. Attorney Holder. I don't know. I think if we regulate well enough, if we control enough, and that hopefully they will let us implement 502 as the voters wanted us to.
Washington is holding four more forms over the next month and accepting public input on licensing requirements. After that, the Liquor Control Board will start accepting applications for the permits themselves. If all goes to plan and the federal government does not intervene, the likely to be renamed Washington Liquor Cannabis Control Board will be issuing licenses to produce, process, and sell recreational marijuana by the end of the year. Reporting with Joshua C. Robinson, this is Devin Terrio Orr, FSRN, Seattle.
And that's the program for today. The newscast was produced by Catherine Kopp. Thanks for listening. In Los Angeles, I'm Dorian Marina. And you're listening to KBOO Portland. The time now is just after 6:04. Keep it tuned here for Labor Radio coming up next. KBOO Portland.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Oregon Council 75, representing over 25,000 Oregon public and private sector employees, families, and communities, protecting worker rights and fighting to improve the wages and working conditions of members since 1942. More information at www.OregonAFSCME.com.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Teamsters Local 206, helping Oregon's working families fight for good jobs and a better future. For information about how the Teamsters can help you win respect at work, the number is 503-251-2344.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from SEIU Local 503 OPEU, whose mission is to improve the quality of life through worker empowerment and a progressive labor movement, and whose members deliver quality public services to Oregonians every day.
Oh yeah, I'm on another one. Yo. I don't wear no capes or no tights. Before the family, I give my life. I don't fly, I don't have no x-ray vision. All I do is stay focused and handle my business. Don't be looking for no hero, gotta save yourself. That's why I walk with power in my steps, so my presence is felt. I don't brandish a heavyweight belt. I just strive to be an everyday help in the best way I know. I don't change up in the phone booth on the low, but I'm Superman to my youth, making sure he grow. He knows a hero is just a sandwich. We do it out of love, never for the glory. That's what a man is. Lead by example, set your own standard without the gamma ray enhancement. Life is no fairy tale. The struggle, I know it very well. This is going out to the real heroes everywhere. We are our own superheroes, fighting for our rights. We are our own superheroes, all power to the people.
Blast off, no dust of bath salts. Mind in the cosmos, feet touch the asphalt. I'm an antenna between heaven and earth. I am the difference between death and birth. My persistent existence contradicts conditions. Let's be realistic, switch the statistics. Not to mention surviving this ish. White supremacist, police, and addiction. Life is a struggle, you face it and change it. Fighting for your right, survival is dangerous. Heroic, the notion and deeds of a poet. The system is weak, so the people overthrow it. That's what I teach to my seeds when they're growing. By the time they reach their teens, then they know it. I show it through my activity and focus. They see what I read, who they meet, and they notice.
Power to the people. What's happening, y'all? It's Labor Radio of By and For the Working Class. I'm your host, Mike Crenshaw, first Monday every month. And I'm happy to be here. We have a couple of guests tonight, and they're going to be joining us on the telephone. So coming up first, I have Carrie Coe, organizing around local community on a lot of social justice issues for years, does communications work for We Are Oregon. And we're going to be checking in with her about something that happened recently. There was basically an action at the sheriff's office, and the people stood up and demanded a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions. So we'll check in with her right now, pretty much, and find out about that. And then after we talk to her, we'll take a break. Okay. We can't really get Carrie right now because the line is busy. We'll try her back after we talk to her. We'll take a break and then bring on our next guest, Imani Muhammad. So coming up at the top of the show, we had Superheroes. That's a song by Dead Prez and Mike Crenshaw, myself. And I've been playing that. That's going to be coming out a little bit later this spring. But the reason I play that is because we are our own superheroes. And when I say we, I'm talking about working class people, normal everyday people collectively. In the beginning of the song, my man Stick gives a shout out to the real superheroes, everyday people, and you know, people who do whatever they need to do to not only take care of themselves in a world that is often anti-personnel, but to take care of each other and their loved ones. And, you know, sometimes just doing that, often just doing that, is an incredible task. And it takes a lot of fortitude and a lot of skill. And that's enough. We need to celebrate that. We need to support each other's ability to do that. And most importantly, we need to create a society that supports people doing what we have to do to take care of ourselves and each other. And to me, that's the class consciousness that I'm here to facilitate as a member of the Labor Radio Collective and as a member of the working class. So let me check back in with Kerry Cole, see if we got her. Nothing. Okay, well, I'm just going to have to fill some time. Why don't we go ahead and move onward to our other guest, Imani Muhammad. I wanted to check in with her about the, I'm not sure, you know, annual youth summit. There's an annual youth summit. Is this the seventh or eighth year? I'm not really sure. But Imani does a wonderful youth summit at different locations. Sometimes it's at PSU, sometimes it's other places, and has been going ongoing in Portland for a number of years. And basically it's an opportunity for over a weekend, a lot of young people to come together and raise their consciousness around issues that affect their lives in profound ways. Things like education, poverty, arts and culture, all those things are dealt with over the course of the Youth Summit. So we'll check in with Imani. That's coming up this weekend, this next weekend, I believe. So we good? Hello, Imani?
Imani, can you hear me?
I got you now. Okay, we're on the air.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
So the Youth Summit, for those that are in the listening audience that might not have heard of it, what is the Youth Summit?
The Youth Summit is an annual event that started in 2007 behind the death of a young 14-year-old black male named Devontae Lightfoot. He was a freshman at Benson. He was also one of my former students in middle school. And when I heard of his death, I was pretty shook and rattled. And I felt like we needed to do something in terms of reaching our youth and meaning how do we, you know, bring the youth together for the adults to listen to them and just allow them to have their own space, because it was a lot of crazy things were happening after his death in terms of the young people. They were retaliating and just hitting, you know, shooting at innocent houses. And it was really an interesting climate at that time, 2007, in January, I believe it was. And so the Youth Summit came up out of his death in the sense of we wanted to have an event where we brought the young people together that knew Devontae, have them, you know, sit on a panel and have youth moderators and just, you know, ask them the real questions that a lot of times adults, we don't want to hear, you know, whether or not they've been asked to do drugs. If they do drugs, have they been asked to join a gang? How do they answer that? You know, all of the real questions that are serious. So that was the first summit 3 weeks after his death in February of 2007. And from this day or that day forward, we've had an annual event that's grown into an awesome event for youth and adults. We have workshops. We have a youth talent show. So it's definitely has evolved, you know, as the needs of our community have evolved.
Wow, that sounds incredible. I know it is incredible because I've been there and I participated
right,
in it.
Right.
So yes. What times is the Youth Summit going to be taking place this weekend and where at?
So this weekend, for the last 4 years, we've actually been at Portland State University, which has been a great blessing and a you know, great opportunity for young people to come and experience college life. So it's at Portland State. It starts Saturday. The registration begins at 11 a.m., or people can pre-register on the website at portlandyouthsummit.org. And once you register, workshops start around 12 o'clock. And there's youth workshops, there's parent workshops, One of the featured workshops this year, we're going to do joint workshops. So there's some breakout sessions that are separate for youth and parents, and then there's some workshops that are together. And one of the featured workshops is called Soulfly Groovement, which is actually going to be a workout. So people need to bring, people should bring some sweats and some Nikes or so to kind of get their groove on. But we're going to use Sick Man's RBG workout CD and... the presenter, E. Rocker, she's going to kind of take people through dance, the meditation, and it's going to be awesome because the whole theme is about be healthy and, you know, really connecting our mind and body and soul back into harmony with each other.
Now, that's what's up. And, you know, I often hear about people talking about our problems, but it sounds like the Youth Summit is focused on some solutions. I think I might have seen a flyer that said something like get healthy or die trying. Am I correct in that?
Right, be healthy or die trying.
That's right. Yeah, literal translation. That's
right,
real.
Because
I know a lot of folks are getting sick and passing away out here at a very young age.
Yes, yes. And a lot of it, you know, reason why we chose this theme is because, you know, when you look at all the societal issues, okay, economics, you know, no jobs, unemployment, all of that, that's real. But at the same time, there's a way that you can cope through it all to where you're not bogged down and actually truly affected by all that, you know. But a lot of times, we don't have the tools to cope. So when we lose our job and then, you know, we maybe have a death in the family, those things start just chipping away at our life force, and then we end up wondering why we're depressed or we wonder why we're sick. So if we can give people tools to manage that, so you may lose your job, but you learn how to meditate. So you can take a moment, you know, throughout your day to get back into the center, you know. So these things at the summit, you know, when we thought about the theme and the workshops that would offer solutions, it's about how do we just equip people with the tools to allow them to manage, you know, and navigate through society a little more healthier than they've been, you know, because it's serious, you know, and a lot of things that that would rock us, you know, when we experience it. It's like there's people that have the tools and they're able to just navigate and be successful regardless of what their adversity, you know, issues are. So if we can teach the young people and give parents those tools, I mean, you know, that's the step to a better society.
So you have been doing this for, what is it, 8 years?
This would be the seventh year.
The seventh year. Young people's lives change quickly. You know, and in a heartbeat, folks go from being, you know, children and adolescents into adulthood. So have you had the opportunity to maybe watch some of the youth that you serve through the Youth Summit grow into young adulthood and actually come back and become part of the Youth Summit?
Yes, definitely. Actually, one of the who I basically say my sidekick is who pretty much keeps me on point for the summit every year is Ashley. And I met her when she was in eighth grade. And now she's 21, 22. But, you know, she's at a point where I would feel comfortable that I could pass on, like, the summit to her and let her run it, you know, and I would be her help. I mean, that's how much confidence I have in her leadership, in her event coordinating, planning, like, all of that. Because she's been working with me hand in hand since the very first one in 2007. I think she was a freshman in high school, maybe, or even a sophomore. But, you know, she's one. And then there's young people that I run into that either attended the summit, you know, once or twice, or they participated in a talent show, and I run into them, and they're just like, oh, Miss Muhammad, you know, and they always report how good they're doing. Oh, I'm in school. I got a job, you know, because they know that the summit is about, you know, empowering them and getting them to another level. And so, I definitely run into a lot of the young people that experienced it, and again, they report that they're doing good and that they, you know, had a great time at the summit. So I definitely, you know, I'm very clear that in one day you can't save the world, right? I mean, it's a one-day event or one weekend. But at the same time, we can give them as much knowledge and information and fun wrapped up in that, you know, 8 hours that we do have them. And that's my mission to myself. You know, sometimes I think that I can do so much in that one day, but in reality it's about, you know, loading them up with as much as we can and then praying that they take a piece of what they learn and go further to study it, to maybe connect with other people, network with people that are there and follow up with them. So, yeah, it's definitely a awesome event in terms of people connecting with each other and growing each year. You know, a lot of people come back each year, and there's kind of that solid core group that has grown with the summit as well. And we all kind of grow together and learn each other better and, you know, work better together as a people.
So you have, you mentioned one thing. You said basically learn and get educated and deal with important issues. But you also said having fun. And that's important, especially for young folks, because I feel like it helps people to absorb information if they can enjoy the process. You know, got to put some incentive in there. So what are some of the ways that y'all get down in regard to having fun? How do you make the summit enjoyable for people besides the more academic kind of approach?
Sure. Well, one thing that, you know, with the workshops, we're definitely deliberate in terms of making it interactive. So all of the workshop presenters, you know, they understand we don't want to do a lecture style. You know, they get that in school all day. So they don't want to be talked at. You know, let's keep it interactive, ask some questions, do some activities. You know, so that's one way to where it's, so it doesn't feel like it's straight academic, I'm in school all day. So there's that piece. You know, and then at the end of the summit, you know, the Youth Talent Showcase, which we've coined the term free mix by someone. But that, I mean, ultimately that to me is the culmination of the event, because we allow, it's the right term, free mix, because we allow the youth to come through with whatever their gifts or talents are and just have their showcase, have their platform, and do what they do in front of their peers, their family, you know, and friends. And so, you know, we've had a guitarist, we've had a pianist, we've had, you know, dancers, the MCs, the singers. I mean, we've had a variety of youth that come to just express themselves. And that, to me, that allowing them to have that platform, that's where the fun comes in. Because to me, fun is not like, let's be silly and do dumb stuff. Like, fun means that, you know, you find your gift, whatever that is, and you're able to create. You know, and so that's what young people are into right now. They always are, but they're definitely into the arts and the spoken word and things like that. So we allow them to have that opportunity, you know, and give them that floor to do that. And that's going to happen in the nighttime at 6:30 on the first floor at Smith Hall. But that's, you know, that's the piece right there. They don't have a place they get that, you know, here in Portland. Where can they go to just get down? You know, besides Zulu Studios, you know, there's no other place really that has that on a consistent basis.
Right on, Imani. That's wonderful work that you're doing. I applaud you for that. And once more, for the folks that might have just tuned in, when and where is the Youth Summit going to be again?
This Saturday, February 9th, at Portland State University, third floor, Smith Hall. Registration's at 11 a.m. It's free for the youth, parents, everybody. So come on down, register. If you can pre-register and get more information on the workshops at www.portlandyouthsummit.org.
Right on. I will see you down there. I initially couldn't commit because I was going to be leaving for Africa on the 9th, but I leave on the 12th. So, everybody, awesome. I'm going to be at the Youth Summit. I hope
That's
I see
I'm
you there.
That's what I'm
talking about. Right on. All right, Imani. Thank you.
Peace.
So, I have a couple of announcements to make, and I'm going to do that now. I don't know time-wise if I'm going to have enough time to get my guest, Carrie Cole, on the phone, but if not, we'll have her on as soon as we can in the future. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, Democracy Now! Will be at 7 a.m., followed by the Abe and Joe show at 8 o'clock. They'll speak with Oregon state legislators who are working to limit the use of drones by law enforcement in the state. Now, that's good. They ought to do that. You can be part of the conversation by calling into this Live Link talk show. At 9, journalist Julianne Malvo speaks on economic justice, Dr. King's legacy. At 11, a preview of upcoming Portland International Film Festival with the director of the festival and filmmaker Brian Lindstrom, whose documentary Alien Boy, The Life and Death of James Chassie, will premiere at the film festival. Chassie was a mentally disabled man who died at the hands of Portland police when he was beaten during an arrest for public urination. Stay tuned for more news and information, followed by experimental music at 8 and radio theater at 11. So Kerry Cole's phone is still busy. We're not going to be able to talk to her tonight. So I'm just going to make a few more announcements. We've only got a few more minutes. And then I'm going to hit you people with the outro music, and you'll get to hear that lovely song one more time. Tonight on Ubu Hour, an audio drama that poses the question, is a picture worth a thousand words? A dystopic future where the power grid has failed and civilization begins to crumble. The question is examined in a hyper-violent and mysterious tale of murder, seduction, and revenge, where sometimes the picture is not what it seems and where words become lies. At 6 is Labor Radio. That's me. Followed by Prison Pipeline. That's coming up next. And we'll hear about new state-level report providing recommendations for prison reform in Oregon. So once again, I'm Mike Crenshaw. This is Labor Radio, up by and for the working class. And I apologize for the difficulties with reaching my other guests. But I'm glad you were here. I'm down here on KB 90.7. Yeah.
Is it a bird? It's aimed at the police.
Action speak louder than words, homie.
Look, is it a plane?
Salute.
Oh yeah, I'm on another one. Yo. I don't wear no capes or no tights. Before the family, I give my life. I don't fly, I don't have no x-ray vision. All I do is stay focused and handle my business. Don't be looking for no hero, gotta save yourself. That's why I walk with power in my steps, so my presence is felt. I don't brandish a heavyweight belt. I just strive to be an everyday help in the best way I know. I don't change up in the phone booth on the low, but I'm Superman to my youth, making sure he grow. He knows a hero is just a sandwich. We do it out of love, never for the glory. Glory, that's what a man is. Lead by example, set your own standard without the gamma ray enhancement. Life is no fairy tale. The struggle, I know it very well. This is going out to the real heroes everywhere.
We are our own superheroes, fighting for
the basalts, mind in the cosmos, feet touch the asphalt. I'm an antenna between heaven and earth. I am the difference between death and birth. My persistent existence contradicts conditions. Let's be realistic, switch the statistics. Not to mention surviving this ish. White supremacist, police, and addiction. Life is a struggle, you face it and change it. Fighting for your right, survival is dangerous. Heroic, the notion and deeds of a poet. The system is weak, so the people overthrow it. That's what I teach to my seeds when they're growing. By the time they reach their teens, then they know it. I show it through my activity and focus. They see what I read, who they meet, and they notice.
You've been listening to Labor Radio here on KBOO Portland 90.7. The time now is just a minute before 6:30. I'd like to let you know this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Oregon Southwest Washington Carpenters Local 156, whose goal is to organize workers, provide a safe work environment, ensure livable wages, and elevate the moral and social condition of its members. Information at ubc156.org. Keep it tuned for Prison Pipelines coming up next, KBOO Portland.
February 1st, 2013. A slightly under the weather KBOO Navigator Report. Two grants were submitted this week that, if funded, will support the digitizing of thousands of reel-to-reel tapes from the vast KBOO archive. You can hear samples of these priceless audio recordings on two KBOO monthly programs, Tune In, Turn On, and Remember, and Treasures from the Archives. An emerging partnership with Portland Community Media will bring KBOO to television audiences. In-studio videotaping of program hosts, interviewees, and musicians will be broadcast on various cable channels. The first program to be featured will be Buscando America. Stay tuned for details on when you can watch KBOO on TV in the near future. Planning is about to begin for KBOO's 45th birthday party. If you would like to help and are excited about fundraising, sponsorships, marketing, and coordinating major events, please come to the development meeting February 4th, 6 p.m. For more information, contact Lynn Fitch at 503-231-8032 or navigator at kboo.org. Thank you.
KBOO Radio is proud to help Zippity News and a clothes drive to help clothe the homeless. We will be collecting gloves, hats, and scarves until February 15th, when the clothes will be distributed throughout the homeless community. KBOO is located on 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just off Burnside. Thank you, and we hope to see you donating clothes to help keep the homeless warm this winter.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Good evening. This is Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. Tonight we're going to talk about prison reform. Governor Kitzhaber formed a public safety commission with a directive to analyze Oregon's sentencing and corrections policies and submit recommendations. The commission has been meeting for 2 years, and in December 2012, they'd submitted the report to Governor Kitzhaber, which is now before the Oregon legislature. With me are Shannon White from Partnership for Safety and Justice and Karen Muir from Phoenix Rising Transitions. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Shannon, let's start with the commission. Now, they have been meeting